This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2018 draft over. Joining us now to talk about that more in depth on the Ackerman Security Hotline, scouting director for your birds, he is Gary Racich. Gary, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be with you.
I appreciate you joining us here. So let's elaborate a little bit more. And I heard on 105.7 The Fan yesterday, Greg Olson doing an interview with Grayson Rodriguez, two Nolan Ryan fans, by the way. But tell us about Grayson Rodriguez. How long has he been on the radar, and how happy were you guys to get him at 11?
Well, we're ecstatic to get him, really. He was our main target. We liked him better than all those other famous guys out there. And they're good. Don't get me wrong. They're good. But we think this guy's really better. And we first got onto him last summer at the East Coast Pro Showcase. You know, he was bumping a mid-90s fastball. He was strong. His body was a little out of shape. He was a little heavy, but, you know, we didn't seem to mind that in a high school junior, actually. So our scout went back there to see him early this spring, and he saw a completely different guy. And, boy, we got in there quick because we wanted to see what it was. And he's a big, strong high school power pitcher, but he's got that rare combination of power and finesse. He just works so easy. He operates easy, which really sets him apart from everybody else. He's got a mid-90s fastball. He can go up and get more, 97, 98, and doesn't break a sweat. He's got a great delivery. He's on time. He's online. He can get his fastball to all four quadrants of the strike zone. He can shape two distinct breaking balls. He's got feel for a changeup. And he's got all the intangibles. After talking to the kid and watching him work, he's a leader. He's got instincts. He's got mental toughness. He competes. And he's got emotional maturity. Basically, he checks all the boxes for us, and we were just thrilled to get him.
Gary, you know, it's interesting when you look at the baseball draft for fans compared to, like, football and basketball per se. The fans sort of know the guys in the football and the basketball draft. In baseball, you have to rely upon your team. You have to rely on the team scouting department and hope that they're doing the right thing. I'm just curious, do you guys, like, have a game plan going in, and how close to what you wanted to do did you get done?
We got a lot of it done. We went in, you know, we had some needs, of course. You know, we know we're going to lose chunks of our roster moving forward. But we still took the approach of the draft to take the next best player. And it just so happened with our second choice, Caden Grenier at Oregon State, we were able to accomplish both. We feel like we got the next best player on the board. He's a plus defender at shortstop. He stays at shortstop. The bat's starting to come. We watched him for 5 years, and we thought we knew a lot about him. But we were able not only to get the best player, but we were able to address the needs that the organization has moving forward. And really very excited about that pick as well.
Gary Racich joining us here. Bob Haney, Ken Wyman on this Total Request Thursday. Gary Racich, scouting director for your Orioles, of course. A third-round pick. And we, Gary, we had Keith Law on the show as the pick went down a couple of days ago. You get Blaine Knight, right-hander out of Arkansas. Keith Law was like, that's a good pick for the Orioles. Tell us about this guy, because what do you say? You can never have enough pitching. And you guys certainly went heavy in that area, first 9, 10 picks of the draft.
Never thought when the day started that he would be there. And after discussions with his representative, we thought maybe we had a chance to sign him with what we had in our draft pool. So I'm very, very happy to get that one. You know, he was undefeated in the SEC, which is maybe the top conference in the country. He defeated 5 or 6 pitchers that were drafted ahead of him. He's just a great competitor. And again, another guy, he's a little bit undersized because, well, he's 6'3". He's not undersized, but he's thin. And there's some concerns in the industry about him holding up under pro innings, but he's another guy with a delivery. He's on time. He uses his body extremely well. He's efficient. And we don't see any problem with him holding up.
Any concern on signability with some of these guys? I know every year you draft a whole lot of guys, and you never sign all of them. Any concerns?
Yeah, we have some. We did take some contingency drafts, I call them, just in case something happens with the money on the guys up above, that we can go down and make a run at some of those guys down there that are talented, but maybe if, you know, their signability, their cost is a little high, or they've decided to go to school. Well, sometimes those guys down there change their mind if there's all of a sudden money to sign them. So we like to have those guys as contingencies, as backup plans basically.
Is Slade Caccini or Caccioni, forgive me for mispronouncing his name, I don't speak too well, but is he one of those guys that could be, you know, a high-risk, high-reward sort of draft pick?
He's one of those contingency selections, correct. Yeah, the upside with him is huge. He had kind of a rough spring because he was hurt a lot. He just hit mostly, didn't pitch. But a very good prospect that we would love to be able to make a run at later. We wanted his negotiating rights.
Do you have a preference, high school to college? Is it player to player with when you look at guys?
It's player to player. You know, like I say, I like to take the next best guy, but at the same time, I like to get young, because younger guys have a lot of value in your system. If a team's calling, you know, we're trying to get a big leaguer for our club, and they want someone off our low A, double A roster, they're going to ask for the high school guy. They're not going to ask for the 23-year-old college guy. So there's more value in the high school guys because there's more development and upside potential.
Gary Racine, scouting director for the Orioles, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. And results, Gary, to be determined once you see these guys in a uniform. But looking at it on paper, how would you grade what you guys did the last couple of days?
Oh, it's one of our best ones, I think, especially with those guys up at the top. I'm really excited to get them in an Orioles uniform and watch them go out and play. I think in Grayson Rodriguez, we really have a potential top-of-the-rotation starter. Kind of excited about that one. And Grenier and Knight, all those guys should be fast movers. We should see them out here pretty soon.
Well, for Grayson Rodriguez, Ken and I, we're still trying to work off our baby fat, too, yeah, even though we've been at advanced middle age.
My fastball's gotten faster.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, a sit-up every now and again doesn't hurt you. Yeah. Hey, Gary Racine, scouting director for the Orioles. Gary, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the draft, and hopefully we'll see a lot of these names at Camden Yards sooner rather than later.
Bob and Ken, thanks. It's great being with you, and go Caps.
Thanks, Gary.
There he is. All right, thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.